Hi there, Joshua. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Doug wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any of your questions, and also to apply a reduced rate here. Now, I know that Doug does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I need to know the price and see if it's worth my money, because, I mean, I really don't have a lot coming in, but I have enough to stay afloat, and I ain't really got the money to have any overhead.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I mean,
Because I'm not paying Angie. I told them flat out. I said, I'm not paying you until I get enough money to pay you.
Gotcha. Well, our service is very different than Angie's. I mean, obviously with that, you're kind of paying for leads and chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You pay for the lead
Yes,
whether
sir.
you get the job or not. With us, it's a
Yep.
fixed flat rate of exactly $199 is the exact amount. The calls come directly to you, though, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate. Now, a month-to-month service, of course, our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, that $199 is a fixed flat rate. So no matter how long you choose to use the service, it'll never go up. And it is an exact amount. There's no
So
taxes
there's a
or fees.
contract.
No, it's month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, and as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing applies. So it'll never go up.
And what do y'all offer?
So this is for first page placement on both Google and Bing for the keywords related to the services that you provide. We'll create almost 70 different destinations and directories. I know you've got the Facebook page. We would have created one for your business if you didn't already have one. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories get indexed when someone does a keyword search. Known to the public or unknown, they're all equally important, and the businesses that have the most content online relating to that search are the ones that Google puts on that first page. So we'll create that content for you. All of them will be talking about your services and your service area. That way, when someone in the area is looking for really any of the services that you provide, no matter what keyword they type in, your business will pop up. Now, of course, like I said, the calls come directly to you, and big jobs or small, residential or even some light commercial, I mean, it's still that fixed flat rate. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service and that exact amount with the calls coming directly to you, is that something that you think you might want for your business at this point, that first page
Yes, I
placement
mean,
for the
because like
call?
I said, I am about almost three, a little over $3,000 in the hole with Angie Lee. It
Wow.
started out pretty good. I put $100 in,
Right.
and I made $11,000 off of the $100, which was
Okay.
nice.
Yeah,
But
of
now every
course.
lead that I'm getting is like crap.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I wasn't getting any leads in the area, so I opened up Columbus and Cleveland.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm traveling an hour to work now to get
Oh,
money.
boy. Yeah. Well, their service is very different than ours. Their focus, their goal is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for, and then they turn around and sell the same lead to six or even eight of your competitors. So it really is
Right.
impossible for me to say that they care more about you getting the job than someone else they sold the same lead to. In fact, if no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. With us, it's quite different. I mean, your success is our success. Like I said, it is a month-to-month service, so we have to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often, and really make sure that you've got that steady stream of business. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. We also don't work with your competitors. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. We wouldn't want to, especially when we offer our services on a month-to-month basis. Now, I know that there's not a website currently for you. Our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that people who see you on that first page have the reasons to call you. So I would actually want to include a website for you
That's fine.
at no additional cost. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you. That way you get that steady stream of
Do I
calls.
send y'all pictures, or how do y'all get pictures of my work?
Either way, I mean, we can pull pictures right off of the existing Facebook page. The hosting
maintenance... That's why I post everything right now.
Yeah, and we can just pull photos off of there, even new photos if you like. The hosting and maintenance and updating of the site is also included at no additional cost. So we can add additional photos later on down the road, and there would never be any additional costs for that. So I see it as More Renovations and More LLC, and that's how you want the company. Or did you want the LLC to be included in the branding of the business name?
I mean, it is because...
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it is, but that's the way it's written up.
Yeah, it is an LLC, although the branding of your business, whether you include the LLC or not, that's a personal preference. What's important,
correct,
though, is consistency. We want it to be listed the same way everywhere. So, of course...
It's listed like that on Facebook.
On the Facebook. I was going to say, it's got that as on the Facebook. We would want to maintain that same consistency. And then it does, of course, look like the phone number that we're speaking on is also the one on the Facebook page. So that's,
correct,
the best number for your customers to call. And then is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your,
yes,
account? Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message,
yes,
on that number? Okay, perfect. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Of course, everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, there will be a contact form so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. When they do that, Joshua, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And again, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat.
And what if
rate.
I'm paying y'all $199 and I'm not getting nothing out of it? Just,
well,
cut it off the next month?
It is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. So it is a fixed flat rate month-to-month and completely at will. Now, the one thing I wanted to ask you about, because, well, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, you go out to the customer, no one ever does come to you, there's not really a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Correct.
Okay, because the Angie's has got the 153 Water Street. Now, is that a residence? Is that your home?
That is my home.
It is, okay. And of course, that's why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if it were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork. Since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're,
sure,
out in the field most of the day. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even that zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, I never do want to assume, but is Moore your last name, like the business name?
That is correct.
Okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email.
Give me one second.
Sure, no problem.
I got to go pick my guys up something to eat, so I got to go. I got GPS.
Oh, I hear you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. And like I said, when someone fills out the lead form on the website, you'll get an email as well as a text message. If it's a personal email, it won't be seen. It would be hidden. But if it's a business email, we can put it on the website too. And of
it
course,
it is a business email.
It
More
is.
And More 2022 is a business email.
Okay, gotcha. And is that at gmail.com?
That is correct.
Okay, so it's M-O-O-R-E and then A-N-D, the word spelled out for the email, correct?
Correct.
And then M-O-R at gmail.com. That's what I meant to say. Sorry about that. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Did you have a preference as to how we reach you?
phone's fine, but
okay.
I'm a full-time nursing student on top of running my own business.
Kidding. Wow, that's impressive. Okay.
So I prefer email.
Prefer email, okay.
Because if I'm in school.
Yeah.
Then.
But email preferred. Okay, so email preferred then. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things, Joshua. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we will do that call to make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll do that follow-up call. What I'll do now is to secure the listing for your business, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're including the website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Joshua, is that fair enough?
I understand if... And what I'm getting at is if I give a form of payment and I go to search my business and I don't see my business myself, then I'm going to ask for a refund. Is that understood?
Well, that's understood, and that's understandable. I mean, that's fair enough. I mean, all we really are
because
asking for...
Because I have people looking my business up and cannot find it.
Okay, well... Yeah, and our job is to make sure that that does not happen. Our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to find you. So, yeah, I mean, we're really just looking for the opportunity to get that going for you. And sometimes I say give us, you know, 1% of your faith and trust, and that first month will earn the rest. So, yeah, I mean, that's completely understandable. And like I said, you know, the voice verification is there for your protection to outline our service agreement. Now, I do see on the Facebook page that you're a veteran, right?
That is correct.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for your service. And because you are a veteran, I want to cut your setup fee in half. There's normally a $99 setup fee. I want to save you a little bit if I can, as much as I can. I'm going to take $49 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $50. The entire first month, then $199 with the $50 setup fee, you're looking at $249. Every month after that, it would be that exact amount of $199. It'll never go up as long as you choose to use the service. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you've got a question. Give me a second to get that pulled up. Okay. So Joshua, so it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Moore. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." Joshua, it says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, sir, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
Moore Renovations and Moore LLC, and with an and symbol.
The ampersand, yeah, the symbol I was going to say. That's exactly how I have it, not the word spelled out, although, of course, in emails you have to have a word and not the symbols. But I've got it as Moore Renovations and Moore LLC with the symbol for the word, not the word A-N-D. And then, Mr. Moore, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Joshua Moore, CEO, owner.
Okay.
Operator.
And then, Mr. Moore, as the CEO, owner, operator of Moore Renovations and Moore LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Joshua, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Moore, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, Joshua, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, phone calls, text messages.
Hey, I got one of the fastest, you ain't got to say that to me, I got one of the fastest response rates on Angie's List.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's what we want to hear. And as long as you're responsive, you're going to absolutely love the service. Now, it does
have a response time of less than 5.5 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing. That really is amazing. That's fantastic. That's great. And like I said, as long as you're responsive, you know, when people are trying to contact you, you're really going to do well with this service. Now, Joshua, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we're aware of the Angie's and the Facebook and everything that's already out there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, right down to the symbol for the word and the LLC and everything else, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Moore, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate.
I have a question. So if I want to change my logo from the flag with the hammer and stuff, and I want to put it in the shape of Ohio,
okay.
I have that, but I don't have the actual JPJ or JPG.
Gotcha.
Will y'all
okay.
be able to use a screenshot and put that on the website?
We would be able to do that, yeah. We would be able to do that.
Give me one second.
You can just email us that.
How are you doing? Give me one second, sir.
Sure, no problem.
Hello.
I am here. Okay, so let me just pick up where we left off there. So with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, including reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee, including the website for you at no additional cost, and with it being, of course, a month-to-month service, Mr. Moore, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 1st of August, in the very discounted total amount of $249.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 1st of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199.00. And again, Joshua, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, fees, or surcharges or late fees.
Let me ask you
this.
Is there any way you can call back on Friday?
Well, if you like, we can do that follow-up call on Friday. Yeah, we can do the client interview on Friday. We are, though, calling through the area. It is Alex and Tara's job, and Doug's as well, my mapping coordinators on this particular listing, to help me find the one company that we'll work with. Unlike, you know, Angie's, we don't work with competing businesses, but we can only work with one company at a time. So if you've got even just a couple more minutes, I can get this set up and schedule that follow-up call from our technician on Friday, if that's possible.
I'm waiting on payment from the job I'm on now.
So Okay. That part I understand now. Okay. So we are required to...
I know the goal is to keep my guys paid.
I hear you. No. Well, yeah, we want to help you out. I mean, especially when I hear, you know, something like you said, and it's not the first time that I've heard people saying that they owe thousands of dollars for the bad leads that they got, and I'm sorry to hear it every time. So we are required to fill the position today, but we're not required to start it today. So let me kind of backtrack just a little bit. This would be to start on Friday the 5th then. So the initial payment will be billed on Friday, August 5th for the $249 with recurring billing on the 5th of the month at $199. The $199 is an exact amount. It'll never go up. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Joshua, is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally.
He didn't add the other one in. So I'll put that. Hold on 1 second, sir.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Oh, there is two, isn't there?
There are two deluxes. One has no tomato, okay. And that's a grilled club with pepper jack cheese.
And that's supposed to be just a regular grilled club. It does come with pepper jack cheese, though, doesn't it?
You just wanted the regular
one? Yeah, just the regular one. And then that's supposed to be a meal with the frozen lemonade.
So did you want two fries or three fries?
There's supposed to be three fries. It's supposed to be three meals.
Okay. So you're missing a fries and a Coke?
Yes.
Okay. I can grab those for you.
Thank you. But that's fine on the club. That's fine. Please go. Any straws? Oh, never mind. Hey, one straw. You there, sir?
I am. That's okay. So like I said, this will be scheduled to start on Friday the 5th. All that we do request to, and it's of course recurring billing on the 5th, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact us at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Moore, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Joshua, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Correct.
Okay, so that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, we will not start this until the 5th. We'll process the payment around, actually looks like about 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we can schedule the follow-up call for right after that. Now, although we will not be processing that payment until Friday, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Joshua, what works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It is.
It is your name. Both. No middle initial on that card, just first both. And last?
No, it's both. It's the business name, my name.
Business name and your name, first and last, no middle initial. You said that was a MasterCard, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5347.
Yes, sir.
4010-8002-6140.
Expiration month and year?
627.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
608.
So I've got 608 on the back, June or 06 of 2027 for the expiration. And then, Joshua, the card itself, was it 5347-4010-8002-6140?
That's correct.
Is that bill at the home address, the 153 Water Street?
It does.
45640? All righty. So on Friday morning, once we process that payment around 10, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It's got our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The phone number and the email will be on that confirmation email that you'll get Friday morning. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. It looks like we do have an 11 o'clock available. In fact, we're going out to Friday the rest of the afternoon, except for 3 o'clock, including the last one at 6 o'clock would be available. Did you want something as early as 10, as late as 6, or somewhere in the middle?
About 11 o'clock, Sean.
11's okay? Okay. It'll be scheduled from 11 until 12. The call will get to you a few minutes after 11, get you off the phone pretty close to 11:30. You'll receive a reminder email through our automated system at 10 o'clock an hour prior to that. And I'm also right now going to send you a calendar invite. That's really just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's going to have your username. I'm sorry,
so
did you?
When will it go in effect and be active?
So we'll get everything started on Friday. We'll do the client interview that morning, and then it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days after that. We'll create your website. We are going to just pull pictures off of your Facebook page for now. If you like, you can email us photos later on or just say, hey, I uploaded photos to my Facebook page. Can you add this one to the website? So like I said, we're going to get started right away, and it is our job to get your phone ringing.
Okay.
So you'll also be able to kind of walk through the written terms and conditions. You can do that with the client interview. You're not going to receive that until we process the payment, and the client interview is right after that. Okay? Looking forward to getting this going for you. I'll get it started on Friday. Really appreciate you. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.